Tatum coming. Matthew chapter number 27. Start at verse number 27. The Bible says, "Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had platted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews.' And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him." Notice these next few words. The Bible says, "And as they came out," and as they came out, "they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross." I want to preach just for a little while tonight, if God help me, simply on Simon's cross. Simon's cross. Amen. The story of Easter is a familiar one. We have rehearsed it. We have talked about it. I love Easter when it rolls around. I love to be in Sunday school on Easter Sunday. I love that. Man, I mean, some folks buy new outfits and new suits and new dresses and they do the whole nine yards. And people look forward to Easter. The whole Easter story, though, the whole week, I mean, the entire week before they crucified Jesus was full of wrong choices. Did you know that? I mean, that whole week, everybody was making wrong choices. You have got Judas that had to choose between the 30 pieces of silver or staying loyal to Jesus. I mean, and so there he is confronted with the situation. I mean, you're either going to stay true to him or you're going to take the money. You're either going to say it's not going to be me that's going to betray him. Didn't have to. I mean, you're either going to say it's not going to be me. I'm not going to betray him. I'm not going to walk out on him. I'm not going to turn my back on him. I just ain't going to do it. Or I'm going to take the 30 pieces of silver. We all know the story of Judas. He took the money. After he got that money and that blood money was in his hand, he threw it down, and the guilt that had flooded his soul, he ran and hung himself and committed suicide. I mean, a wrong, terrible, drastic, wrong choice. Amen. We got folks today that has made the same choice. Peter, that week, denied him. "I'll never do it, Lord. I won't deny you." "Yes, you would." "No, I ain't going to deny you, Lord. I love you too much. I'll never turn my back on you." But Peter denied him. Amen. I mean, his disciples, the very ones that he called out, one of them has already betrayed him. One of them has already killed himself, already committed suicide. His disciples now, they're going to flee for their life. They're going to run. They don't want to be associated with him. They're scared and they're running for safety. They're running to get away. And we find another story where there is a whole group of people that have made a wrong choice. The crowd, I mean, who are you going to take? Are you going to take Jesus, the Son of the Almighty Living God that has performed all these great mighty miracles? Or are you going to take this murderer that's been in prison, that's waiting his day to be executed? Who are you going to take? And all of a sudden we find that the crowd is going to clamor and say, "Give us Barabbas, give us Barabbas, give us Barabbas." They made the wrong choice. They went in the wrong direction. Amen. I mean, that entire week you can go back and it is filled with wrong choices. We've had people that stand up and they glory, "Oh, Simon, what a great guy. He bore the cross." Thank God for Simon. Aren't you glad he carried the cross? Simon never had a choice. Amen. Simon wasn't asked, do you want to bear this cross? I mean, he just, the Bible said, as he come out. Now, I don't claim to be a Bible scholar, but I think I can understand this one. If they're there and they're going to judge him, and Pilate's already, there's another wrong choice. I mean, I'm just going to wash my hands of this innocent man's blood, and I'll just turn him over to you. If it had been important to Simon, he'd have been there. It wasn't important to Simon. He wasn't there yelling for Barabbas, nor was he there yelling for Jesus. He didn't have sides. He didn't care. He just was coming out. The Bible tells us in one place he was coming out of the country, and upon him they laid the cross. He would just come out. He may have told his wife, I'm going to go into town for a little while. Do you want me to pick anything up? I'll come back. Anything you need, I'll get it for you. And Simon just happened to be walking by, and he was in the wrong place at the right time. And Simon just happened to be walking by as they come out. And the Bible said, as they came out, they found a man, Cyrene, not in the crowd. He was just passing by, and on him they compelled to bear the cross. There is a lot of times that we don't have no choice in whether we bear the cross that we've got or not. Amen. I mean, if Simon could be here to preach to us tonight, what a sermon Simon could preach to Shadeville Church of God. I mean, Simon was there and had that old cruel cross that Jesus was going to die on. And I don't know about you. I hate that he suffered, but I'm glad that he shed his blood for my sins. Aren't you? I'm glad that he chose to go up Calvary's Hill and die and bleed and go ahead and save my soul and give me redemption for sin. I'm glad for that, but I want you to understand that while he was walking up that hill, it was Simon that was bearing that cross. A man that did not know. A man that did not even have any idea what was going on. A man that was at home when they was getting ready to decide whether we're going to let him go or free him. A man that was not in the crowd that just happened to come by, but it was on him that they laid the cross. It'd do our people a lot of good if we'd stop trying to figure out why we're bearing the cross that we're bearing. Amen. No choice. Who sinned? This man or his mother? This boy or his parents? That he's born blind? There wasn't no sin. I mean, there wasn't even they didn't ask him if he wanted to be born blind. He's just born blind. Some crosses just have to be bore. Some crosses just have to be carried. Amen. And you come to church and you walk in here, and I mean, Lord have mercy, I feel like God's laid this message on my heart for this service. You have sat in that pastor's study and you've cried and you've asked and you've begged and you've pleaded. You've tried to figure out why. You've tried to figure out how come. I mean, Lord, if I could just get a handle on this, if I could just understand why it's happening to me. I want to tell you something, friend. A lot of times we ain't going to understand why it is, but hey, we're going to have to learn to just go ahead and bear the cross. We're going to have to learn to just go ahead and say, if it's my cross, I'll bear it, Lord. I'll do the best I can with what I've got. Amen. Simon bore his cross. Simon never complained. It was probably a good thing that Simon didn't have any friends with him. Simon would have had a few of his buddies. He'd have probably told them all about his cross, all about poor innocent me. I never done a thing to deserve this. Why didn't they pick somebody else out? Simon never had anybody to talk to. He never had anybody to complain to. He never had anybody to go over and ask if they knew how to get out of it. Simon just bore his cross with dignity. Praise God. I want to tell you something, friend. The worst thing we can do a lot of times is complain about the cross that we've got. The worst thing that a lot of churches can do is go ahead and try to analyze their cross. There ain't no analyzing it. It's already on your back. You might as well just go ahead and pray and let God help you. You might as well go ahead and bring your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Amen. There ain't no about it. There ain't no amount of complaining. There ain't no amount of trying to figure it out. There ain't no amount of hotlines. Come on here now. There ain't no psychiatrist. There ain't no, hey, they ain't going to be able to explain it to you. You have got a cross in this life, and you're going to have to bear that cross. Amen. People that get victory are people that learned how to carry their cross. Amen. I mean, people that you see really getting through to God is people that said, well, I know I may not have done anything to deserve it, but I'll carry it. Amen. Can I preach for a little while? Simon didn't know. If Simon were here today, he could have all the accounts of everything that Jesus had done. Could you imagine what he'd have done walking up that hill? He could have had that cross on his back. And maybe as he took two or three steps, he'd look over and he'd say, hey, isn't it you that your daughter was laying in bed and dying, and you sent that servant out and you asked him to come back, and did not he come and raise your daughter from the dead? Hey, Jairus, why don't you step out of the crowd and put this cross on your back and carry it to Calvary for him? Jairus, why are you so ashamed of him for? I mean, are you so afraid that they're going to crucify you? Are you so afraid they're going to ridicule you? Are you so afraid to really be in this crowd that is singled out as holiness, sanctified believers in the Lord? I mean, Jairus, what is it, son? Why don't you step out of the crowd, strap that cross on your back, and be willing to carry it for the Lord? Wasn't it you that spent everything you had? I mean, on every doctor that was around, and they had no cure for you, and you were dying, but you pressed through the crowd, and you touched the hem of his garment, and immediately you were whole, and he healed you, and he touched you. Hey, why don't you come out of the crowd and bear that cross and put it on your back and say, I will carry the cross. Why is our folks so ashamed of holiness?
Come on, right. Preach to us. Come on, preach. Come on, Brother Brian. Help him, God. Help him tonight, Jesus.
As much as he's done, as far as he's brought us, yes. I mean, as good as he's been to us,
amen.
Man, the times that he's healed our body, the valleys that he's brought us through, the mountaintops he set our feet upon, we ought to just go ahead and say, boy, I'll carry the cross. You give it to me. I'll walk before you. I'll go before you. Yeah, I'll do it. But Simon, you know what? They had to pick out a man that didn't know.
All right.
Because the ones that did know was too afraid of what was going to happen to them. Crosses aren't fun. Burdens, you just don't. Man, when you're in the middle of a valley, you don't feel like jumping up and shouting. You just don't want to. I mean, when you're so low that you gotta dig to reach bottom, you don't feel like shouting. Yeah. I mean, when you're in a valley so low and service goes like it did last night, it's hard when you see folks gathered around somebody and praying for another brother or sister for you to step out of your seat and say, help them, Lord. But I'll tell you what, the best thing you could ever do, hey, just go ahead and know you got that cross and you have to bear it, and you go right over there and you say, God, help my brother. God, help my sister. Lord, they need help from you. Yeah, it is. But oh, my friend, our folks today just aren't willing to carry the cross. I'll shout. I'll come to camp meeting. I'll give in the offering. I'll stand when they sing, just as long as I ain't having problems. Welcome to the real world. That day ain't never going to come. I mean, your problem may not be as bad today as it was yesterday, but you still got problems. Your cross may not have as many thorns and splinters, but it's still a cross. It may not be as heavy, but you still got a cross. You ain't never going, you may shout a few days and feel like you're on top of the mountain, but when your feet comes back down, you're still on a real world with real problems, with a real devil to fight. Amen. And so you might as well go ahead and say, I'll strap the cross on my back and I'll carry it. Simon didn't complain about his cross. But Simon let his cross lead him to Calvary. Why some folks want to lay their cross down is beyond me. If Simon had laid his cross down, he'd have never got to Calvary. Amen. Hey, why some preachers and why some lay members think it is their obligation to pull every cross off of everybody that comes in is beyond me. I mean, we are supposed to preach and we're supposed to uplift them. We're supposed to encourage them. But it's not our God-given duty to go over and say, let me take that cross off for you.
Right. Come on now.
Simon's cross led him to Calvary. Whether he was saved before this or not, I don't want thing. But he got to Calvary. Can you imagine what he thought? Man, I wonder what he's done, man. I mean, look at the two men on either side of him. Look how mean and how vile they are. And there he is hanging right in the middle of them. But oh, I can almost hear him as the one looks and makes fun and mocks. If you're really the Son of God, save yourself. Get yourself down off this cross. Go ahead, do it. Go ahead, Jesus. Yeah, I can imagine Simon maybe sitting there thinking, man, I don't hardly know what to think. But could it have been when that repentant thief would look over and say, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom? Could it have been that Simon said, he truly is the Son of God. He truly is Jesus Christ. He truly is the Savior of this world. Could it be that the cross Simon was given him the sole purpose of leading him to Calvary? It was given him for the sole purpose of getting him close to Jesus Christ. It was given to him for the sole purpose that others may glory in the cross. I don't know what your cross is for, but I know one thing. He will not put any more on you than what you can bear. So be careful. The next time you say, I just don't think I can bear this, you may not think so, but God does. Hey. He had enough confidence in you that he thought you could bear the cross. Yeah. He put just enough on you that he knew you could handle the load. Praise God. I want to tell you something. We have got to learn that our cross is not for our destruction. Our cross is not to tear us down. Our cross is for the glory of God. Our cross is to uplift us. Our cross is for heaven to flow. Our cross is that we may get more of Jesus Christ. Simon's cross would not only lead him to Calvary, but would eventually lead his family. It's eventually going to lead him and his family. For Mark chapter 15, listen to this. Verse 21 says, they compel one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by. Coming out of the country. The father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. There goes that daddy that's got a wife and that's got two children that we know of, two boys that was named and mentioned. And there goes that daddy with the cross to bear. Hey, walking to Calvary. I want to tell you something, mom and daddy. Sometimes the cross you bear is solely for the purpose of getting your family to come into the house of God.
Come on. Preaching tonight, God.
My uncle died at 60 years of age. Sugar in Virginia. He didn't want nothing to do with God. He didn't want nothing to do with wholeness. He didn't want nothing to do with nothing.
Come on.
3 weeks before he died, he called my father in. They prayed, and God gloriously saved him. My grandmother was in bad shape. Don died 3 weeks later. She called her doctor, Dr. Hagedorn. Dr. Hagedorn told her, "You don't want to go. That trip will kill you. But that's my baby. That's my baby. And he's there. He's gone. I won't be able to see him no more. My baby got saved. I want to go to the funeral." She went down to that funeral. 7 weeks to the day later, my grandmother died.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother.
Yes. Scores of our family is backslidden away from God. Had an uncle. There's a backslid deacon out of a Pentecostal Holton's church that had got his feelings hurt and that was bitter. I want to tell you something. It's a dangerous thing to get your feelings hurt in the house of God. It's a dangerous thing to get bitter at people in the house of God. It's hard to get over. You understand me? His boy is not saved. His kid's not saved. He had one daughter, and I'd watch that daughter and that mother come in. They'd cry and pray, "God, save our family." I'd watch that mom and pray, "God, save my children. God, save my husband." But you know what it took? It took a blessed saint of God. It took an old gray-headed grandmother that none of us wanted to let go. It took her death. And when she crossed over into glory, it was just a few weeks later, they started filing in the church, and God began to save the family. Hey, yeah. Hey, you know what happened from that death? One of her boys got saved. That boy that got saved had his son saved. His son come and got saved. His boy got saved. His boy got saved, got filled with the Holy Ghost, and now God's called him to preach. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something, friend. You know what your cross will do? Your cross will win your family. Your cross will affect not only you, but those that are around you. Be careful before you lay down your cross. Be careful before you ask God to remove your cross. Oh, my friend, we have got to learn to carry the cross. Simon, he got two boys. And he's got a wife. And all you did was leave home for a few minutes. Here you are at Calvary. But I can tell you this. That in the last chapter of the book of Romans, when Paul is wrapping that chapter up and he's greeting and saluting all the people that has had an influence on him, that has helped him, that has impacted his ministry. You know who he mentions? He said, "Greet Rufus and his mother. Greet Simon's boy and Simon's wife. Tell them that Apostle Paul said hello. Tell them I'm glad they're in the house of God." Oh, what would have happened if Simon had not bore the cross? His family may have never come to God. His boys may have died lost. His wife may have died lost. But Simon said, "Yes, I'll bear the cross. I'll go to Calvary." And now the greatest preacher that has ever had breath in his body will say to his wife and his boy, "Hello." All because Simon bore his cross. I want to tell you, friend, you're here tonight and you don't understand why you've got to go through what you got to go through. You may be here tonight and you're not saved. I mean, I'd love to pray again, preacher, but you don't understand the problems that I've got. You don't understand the load I got to bear. It's about to kill me. It's about to break me down. Let me tell you something. So I really feel like the Lord is wanting to talk to you tonight. Let me tell you something tonight, backslider. Let me tell you something tonight, sinner friend. Hey, your cross may not be fun. And your cross may not be, it may be so rough that you thought it was going to kill you. You didn't think you'd ever get out of the last scrape you was in. But you found yourself in the house of God tonight. You found yourself coming into the back doors of this church. And the Lord is trying to tell you, Simon's cross led him to Calvary. Simon's cross wasn't fun either. But Simon bore his cross. And since Simon bore the cross, I saved his soul. Since Simon bore the cross, I pulled him out of the muck and out of the mire. I pulled him out of the pits of hell. He's saved tonight. Glory to God. I want to tell you something, friend. You go ahead and bear your cross, but don't do it without the Lord. I wish you'd do what Simon did and allow your cross to take you to Calvary tonight. Someone's coming to the pen. I'm not preaching just a few more minutes. Oh, move, Holy Ghost. Who am I preaching to tonight? Who am I reaching for tonight? Oh, if Jason was here, and I know he's working second shift, Jason stopped back there by that mirror. Jason stopped back there. He said, I'm finally going to get to sleep. I'm finally going to get to rest. Oh, he let his cross take him to Calvary. Mama, Daddy, I'm so glad you bore the cross. I'm so glad you bore the cross. Saint of God that's been on the bottom, I'm so glad you're here tonight. I'm so glad that you love the Lord. But keep bearing that cross. Keep carrying the cross. Sinner friend, it is not an accident that you're here tonight. Can I be honest and tell on myself tonight? I prayed and I studied and I prayed and I studied and I really thought I was going to preach this last night. I really did. From the start of the service, the Holy Ghost was here. The Lord moved in this place in a mighty way. We didn't preach. It was not God's will that we preach. Could it have been that God knew you'd be here tonight, sinner friend? Said you go there on Wednesday night and you tell that backslider that's away from me, I know that cross is heavy, but if you'll let it lead him to Calvary, I'll take care of it. I'll lighten his load. And your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed. You're here, you're not saved. I'm not going to come back and ask you. I'm not going to come back and plead with you. Not unless God just divinely makes me. But you just slip your hand, you say, preacher, I'm not saved. I'm not where I need to be with God. I've got crosses in my life, and I need to let them lead me to Calvary tonight. Can you raise your hand? You're here and you're not where you need to be with God. Anyone at all? Come on. Saint of God, your cross has been rough lately. Your burden's been hard. The load's about to break you down. But the Lord sent me here tonight to tell you, you go right ahead and carry the cross. I want to help you. I want to help you. I want to help you. And that's you tonight, saint of God. And you need help. Would you stand where you're at right now and come down to this altar and find yourself a place to pray? Is there anybody here? Oh, I know I'm a preaching to some. Thank you, sis. The cross has been heavy. My load's been hard. I need help bearing this cross. Yes. Saint of God, saint of God. Sinner friend, while the saints is coming, you can come too. Anyone else? There's those that's a pray, and saints of God, find somebody to pray with tonight. Let's gather in around these altars. Let's call out to God. Oh, I want to carry him across, don't you? Let's gather in around here.